بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is our guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the important case of consultation, shura. We can say public opinion, or we can say public poll or something like that. Can we do, for example, the consultation or a collective one, of a collective nature, a collective consultation regarding the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two specific verses when it comes to the issue of consultation regarding the Holy Prophet consulting his companions and the importance of consultation. One of them is in chapter Ash-Shura, verse 38. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين استجابوا لربهم, and those who answered their Lord, وقاموا الصلاة, maintain their prayer, وأمرهم شورى بينهم, and conduct their affairs by counsel among themselves. So Allah is praising this group of people for having consultation among themselves. And maybe more important than this verse is chapter Ali Imran, verse 159, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet to consult his companions. Allah says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, so excuse them and plead for forgiveness for them, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and consult them in the affairs.
Yes.
فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and once you are resolved, then put your trust in Allah. Now, some people have come to this misunderstanding that al-amr in this verse, or amruhum shura baynahum, this amr is inclusive, and it includes every religious issue, including the Islamic laws, for example.
And obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they may argue that based on these two verses, even for the Islamic laws, in theory and in practice, in implementing the Islamic laws, the Islamic rulers need to seek the public opinion.
Yes.
But the point is that when we take into consideration the occasion of the revelation and the related narrations, we come to this understanding that these two verses have nothing to do with the Islamic laws and implementation of the Islamic laws. There is no case of consultation in these two issues. Let me begin by a report about the time when Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked by the people to become the caliph after the murder of Uthman. And according to one report, two famous companions of the Prophet, Talha and Zubair, they told the Imam Ali alayhi salam that we pay allegiance to you provided that you seek our viewpoint and consult with us in all the issues. But Imam Ali alayhi salam said that this is not the case. If, what I'm going to decide is what is mentioned in the Book of Quran and the tradition of the Prophet, then I'm not in need of your opinion. I'm not in need of the opinion of anyone, and it's not the opinion of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. This is what is mentioned in the Quran, in the narrations of the Prophet. Yes, if there is nothing in the Book of Quran, in the narrations, then I would consult you and other people.
He's saying this to whom?
Talha
and Zubair. That's right. Okay.
So consultation, as I mentioned in the Sirah, in the lifestyle of the Prophet, is not an issue related to Islamic laws and implementation of the Islamic laws. We cannot find any case in the life of the Prophet in which the Holy Prophet has asked the Muslims, do you agree with the obligation of zakat, for example? Mm-hmm. Is it something good or bad? Or do you agree to pay this zakat this year or something like that, or to pray or fast? No. I mean, consultation is in some social and military issues in which no verdict is issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has a philosophy. Now, the question is that why the Holy Prophet should consult his companions, although he has the divine knowledge and he knows everything. So there are some philosophies mentioned for that. Let me give you one example to also tell you the reason for this consultation. Basically, we see that when it comes to the military issues, in the Battle of Badr, the army of the Prophet decided to camp in a specific region. Now, one of the companions of the Prophet, he asked the Prophet, is it the divine command?
Yes.
That we are going to camp here? Meaning mm-hmm. that he also knew that if this is a divine command, then there is no issue of consultation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do so. So the Holy Prophet said that, no, there is no specific divine issue, divine verdict and command issued here. And then that companion argued that it's better for us to change and go to a place where we can have access to water.
Yes.
And the Holy Prophet, liked his idea and, he acted upon his viewpoint.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
The same has been mentioned in the Battle of Uhud, for example. In that case, the Holy Prophet asked for the viewpoint of his companions, whether they need to defend themselves inside the city of Medina or outside the city of Medina. The Holy Prophet himself, the Muslims were divided into two groups.
Yes.
Some of them, they agreed with defending inside, and especially the youth, they preferred to go outside based on the experience of the Battle of Badr. The Holy Prophet himself preferred to be inside, but because of the fact that maybe the youth and the majority of the people preferred to go outside, the Holy Prophet accepted their viewpoint, although later it turned out that it was better for the Muslims to stay inside the city of Medina. Mm-hmm. This shows the importance of consultation in the seerah, in the life history of the Prophet, to give a personality, a prestige, a kind of identity to mm-hmm. his companions.
But for sure, this consultation with the holy people, we can say, must be through their rational means, isn't it?
Sure.
And with the Holy Quran also, because if you refer to the Holy Quran or Ahadith or the statements of Prophet Muhammad, you must consult it based on rationality, not, for example, accepting everything, isn't it?
Exactly.
Blindly acceptance.
And even in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ mm-hmm. Consult them. Allah doesn't say that accept their viewpoint. Mm-hmm. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ, the final decision is with you.
With you.
So فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ means that when you decide, this decision is based on the, final decision of the mm-hmm. Prophet. It can be in line with the viewpoint of the companions or against that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that the very fact that a divine prophet comes to his companions to tell them that your viewpoint matters for me, it gives them a kind of, as I mentioned, personality. They come to this understanding that they are important for the Prophet. Their viewpoints are significant. And this is what the Holy Prophet in some cases acted upon, especially in military issues. There are many narrations about that, about the fact that, the importance of mushawara and mashwara consultation, and the fact that those people who are arrogant and they justify with their own viewpoint without consulting anyone, they will perish. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Man istabadda bi ra'yihi halak." Those people who are arrogant, they justify with their understanding, their viewpoint, they do not consult anyone, they will perish. وَمَنْ شَاوَرَ الرَّجَالْ شَارَكَهَا فِي عُقُولِهِمْ. This is related to what you rightly mentioned. If you consult the people, you are, their partners in their intellects, meaning that they are giving you a part of their understanding and rationality.
And this shawra that is happening can be among the people themselves too, isn't it? I mean, for example, If something happens in a society, I mean, in the religious cases, can the people themselves decide for or no? They must consult, for example, a holy imam or a holy person, an alim or something like that.
It depends from one case to another. I mean, in the narrations, the features of the people with whom we need to consult are mentioned. Sometimes it's not a serious issue, and as you mentioned, some people can come together, they consult each other, and they just can solve the issue. But if it is more significant, they are in need of, a more significant person to decide to, get involved in the issue, then they need to consult him. So it is, depending on the issue, and in each case, people come to decide to with whom they need to consult. But they need to consult with people who can add to their understanding, to their knowledge. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that, مَا شَقِيَ عَبْدٌ قَتَّ بِمَشْوَرَى. No person has ever been perished through consultation. وَلَا سُعْدَ بِاسْتِغْنَاءِ رَعِ. No one has become happy, has reached salvation through arrogance and not seeking the consultation of other people. Also, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that when your leaders are good people and your rich people are generous and you do your actions through consultation, then you are living on the best place of the earth. That's but right. If your leaders are among the bad people and the wealthy are stingy and you do not do consultation, then the place where you are living is a bad place. So again, coming back to the main question, when it comes to religious issues, whether it is, the obligations, the prohibitions, in theory, there is no case for consultation. As I mentioned, you cannot find any case in the life of the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt to consult their companions about an Islamic law. For example, do you agree that, we need to pay homes, for example? Do you agree that we need to do al-amr al-ma'ruf, enjoining good and forbidding the evil? No, you cannot find any case. Also, in implementing the Islamic laws, you cannot find any case in the life of the infallibles to have consulted the people whether we need to act upon this obligation or not. No, in all these issues, everything is mentioned in the Quran, in the narrations, and even the Holy Prophet cannot, act upon his own and his personal viewpoint. Whatever is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, upon all the prophets, right, all the imams of the Ahlul Bayt to act upon. Haram Muhammad, haram ila yawm al-qiyamah. What is prohibited at the time of the Prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibited till the day of judgment. Okay. Meaning that even Imam Hadi alayhi salam cannot change it. All the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they cannot change it. Wa halaluhu halalun ila yawm al-qiyamah. The same is regarding the permitted issues. So
consultation by an holy Imam or Prophet Muhammad with the ordinary people is not a sign of, for example, lack of knowledge or something.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because Imam Ali alayhi salam used to consult with the others, Prophet Muhammad, two other infallible imams, with their close companions,
yeah,
okay, on
I
different
mean, they
cases.
Were needless of it because of the our beliefs regarding the divine knowledge of the Imam of mm-hmm. the Ahl al-Bayt. But to consult has some good benefits, as I mentioned, like giving personality to the people. And that is why the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahl al-Bayt used to do that on some specific issues. And of course, the final decision was with them.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, Allah says that فَإِذَا عَدَمْتَ, meaning mm-hmm. that the final decision needs to be yours.
Mm-hmm.
But only in some cases which have nothing to do with the Islamic laws, they used to consult with their companions.
Okay, that's right. And selecting the person to consult with is very important nowadays, you know. The people, for example, select different methods to consult mm-hmm, with different mm-hmm. people from different schools of thought. When they get nowhere, they will become suspicious about religious and religion, you know, religious people and religion. This is not good, but selecting the person and the method is also important. Okay, anything missed? Nothing?
That's all.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. Regarding Ayah 38 of Surah Shura, it was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن